encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Well, James, I'm thinking about calling you Ebenezer this morning because I understand that last night you had a visit from the ghost of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future all in one night.
Bah, humbug. You could say that in a way, I guess. I did watch Dickens' A Christmas Carol last night. It's one of my favorite stories, and I love the version of it with Patrick Stewart, who shares my hairstyle, so I guess it feels very personal. But, you know, as I was watching it again, I like to watch it every year at Christmas, something really jumped out at me.
There's a lot in that story. What did you see?
Well, the transformation of Scrooge in that story is incredible. I love the part where he says, "I will know Christmas in my heart and keep it all year." And the only way you can know Christmas like that is if the true founder of the feast is in your heart, Jesus himself. And what really jumped out at me is this whole concept of how things are heading in one very definite direction, you know, as is the case in Scrooge's life, but they can be changed by your actions.
Yeah, throughout the story, Scrooge gets new insight into his past, the present circumstances around him, and what will happen if he keeps living the way he's living. But then he has this moment, if I remember correctly, where he realizes that he wouldn't have been shown all of these things if change wasn't possible, and that gives him hope.
You're right, and it's when he's meeting with the ghost of Christmas yet to come that he sees that, and that whole encounter really made me think about something else, and that is the effect of our prayers.
How so?
Well, Scrooge sees what is going to happen if he doesn't change, and it makes me wonder, what if we caught a glimpse of what will happen if we don't pray, and what will happen if we do?
Ah, keep going.
Well, God often chooses to move through our prayers, and sometimes he will not move unless we pray. And that means that there are things that will happen only if we pray, or things that won't happen if we do not pray.
We've talked about something similar in the past when we looked at what Isaiah told Hezekiah, right? Because you prayed, he told him, an invasion was averted.
That's right. Because you prayed. I mean, the whole Christmas Carol story hangs on a similar concept, on what can happen because of someone's heart changing. And I believe if we were more aware of the difference our prayers make, then we'd pray more.
Yeah, I get that, because sometimes we get to see what happens the way God moves in response, and there's nothing really more encouraging.
Exactly. I mean, what better proof of your faith? What better proof, you know, of God's existence? And we need to hang on to the biblical truth that our prayers are precious to God, that he's faithful to hear them, whether we see something happening in the moment or not. And again, those words from Scripture, because you prayed, well, I mean, they haunt me a bit. They make me wonder how things would have been different in the past if I had prayed more, or how my current circumstances would change, and also what effect I can have on the future.
And that's the thing, your prayers really can make a difference.
I mean, absolutely. You know, so think about that. Let it haunt you a bit to the point that, like Scrooge, you want to make a change.
But some will say, bah, humbug. Sometimes I've prayed and prayed and nothing seems to change at all. What do you say to them?
Well, first, that I understand. And you know, we don't want to fall into the trap of just saying that we'll only be heard because of many prayers. I mean, Jesus warned against that. But it's Jesus telling us to ask that we need to keep coming back to him. I mean, he does it again and again. And we need to understand that prayer is intended to be more like a life adventure than a checklist of requests and answers. So sometimes the answers we want don't come, that's true, and it can be heartbreaking when we're asking for something good, but God's word still promises that he's faithful in all of that, come what may. And the gifts he has for us are worth it. Besides, you know, who really says that they pray too much? Can't we all grow in this? Can't we look forward more to what only he can do and then ask for it?
And to put it another way as well, can't we give others the gift of our prayers?
I love that. Yeah, that's a great way to see it at this time of year. Imagine the difference that your prayers can make for someone. Really think about that. Imagine, I mean, take the time to imagine what their lives could be like, the blessings that could be given, the tragedies that could be averted, the hearts that could be changed. Go there with the real spirit of Christmas, the Holy Spirit, and get a picture of these things in your mind. You know, let him lead you, if you will, with, you know, again, like a sanctified imagination, and let that help you to pray, and you will keep Christmas well. Ask God to lead you in this, and he will, and your prayers will increase in their effectiveness because you're praying in step with the Spirit. And again, this is what you could call sacred imagination, you know, to think of what could be, to stay open before God and to ask for it. And that really will be a gift to others and a gift that you would receive yourself, because when we pray, you know, God meets us and we're blessed regardless of whether we see a change in our circumstances. So, oh, you know, what could be, Robbie? Think about it. What could be? Oh, Lord, lead us, you know? I mean, what a wonderful thing it would be.
Yeah, really would, James. So let me wrap up with a prayer that we could really do this and be caught up in what God wants and is waiting to do. Lord, thank you that the righteous will live by faith, and it's our faith that we need to have, that you're there hearing, and that this matters. And I pray that you would just whet our appetite to be in that, to be believing in that, to believe as Scrooge, that our lives too could be changed in such a way that we could see you come and make the difference that you've made in our own lives, for those that we love and for those yet to come. And what a gift, yes. The gift of prayer. Help us to remember that this season. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.